Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Poll podcast for Monday the 13th of June 2011. I've been doing podcasts now every week for just over 6 months and I'm beginning to feel that it's making a difference and it's having a positive effect. And that's important because I want to return to the idea that the marketing you do now is only going to deliver in about 6 months' time, and the opportunities which you're getting right now are as a result of the marketing that you started doing 6 months ago. So I was delighted yesterday when Robert Craven pointed me at a particular blog post on HubSpot which told me how to become the most awesome marketer ever. It's a very simple, short blog post which provides a 5-step formula to guarantee your success. And I must tell you that step 5 says keep it simple, stupid. So what I've done is I've reduced the 5 steps to 3 because that simplified it. And I must admit that I did get lost somewhere in the middle. So I think the 3 key points are these. Number 1. Stop interrupting people. People have got interesting things that they want to do, and they do not want to be interrupted by marketers and advertisers. So the point is that instead of interrupting the things which other people are interested in, an awesome marketer would become the person who concentrates on the things which those people are already interested in, if you see what I mean. That's another way of saying don't be a generalist, trying to offer general services to the general public. You have to have a niche. I think everything is going in the direction these days of focusing on your niche and delivering quality services within a particular sphere of expertise. Number 2, be where your audience is. Now, in days gone past, for me, that was going to breakfast meetings at the local Chamber of Commerce or to events run by the Institute of Directors, because that's where my audience used to be. And for a period of time, about 2.5 years, I belonged to a group called BNI, which is a networking organization intended to find you more business. And the problem with all of those, the Chamber of Commerce, the Institute of Directors, and BNI, is that they were all generalist organizations trying to deliver everything to everyone all at the same time. And when you took time to look at them a little more closely, you discovered that the Chamber of Commerce is largely driven by government funding and little projects, not by the members. There's a hidden agenda in the Institute of Directors as well, and those who play the game very well actually do very well out of the IOD, but I didn't, and I wonder if that was because my pomposity score and my aloofness score was insufficiently high. And then you have BNI. I have to admit that BNI has done wonders for my business, but there comes a point where you don't want to take every referral from every opportunity simply because you're a member of the chapter. BNI is a wonderful tool if you're in the senior management team and you're actually making money from the members. But there comes a point where you have to stop being a generalist and start focusing on your niche. You have to be where your audience is. Okay, so back to the blog post. Number 3. I'm going to skip number 3. Number 4. It's about teams. Yes, I like number 4. Number 5. Simplify. Keep it simple, stupid. And that's why I have cut out step 3 and step 4. And I've decided to implement step 5 in its entirety and decide that step 1 and 2 is all we need. Remember what I said. Step 1, stop interrupting people. Step 2, be where your audience is. And you know where my audience is? My audience is mainly online. And that's why I'm online. That's why I do podcasts, that's why I have a blog, and that's why my business has a website. But in addition to being online, I like to see a mix of the online world and the offline world. Go and have a look at my YouTube channel, Proactive Paul. Look at Tweetcamp. Look at London Blog Club. Look at the people I interact with. I don't interrupt what they're doing. I don't do hard sell. And what I am doing now will not pay dividends until about 6 months down the road. So here's an idea. Are you in London on the 8th of October 2011? Do you want to come to Tweetcamp? Have a look on Twitter. Follow TweetCamp. And if you're there, I look forward to meeting you. And in any case, I look forward to chatting with you again, this time next Monday morning. See you soon.